And you're welcome back to the Saturday Sport Show. Now, if you're a regular listener to Sport on Near FM, you'll know that we like to give coverage to the Leinster Schools senior and junior rugby games. Always great, great matches, in mainly in Donnybrook in the Energia Park. And we always give the fixtures and the results of those games. And there's one man who loves going to all of the matches. He's an authority in Leinster Schools rugby. He is our good friend of Near FM, Tom Pryor, and Tom is on the line. Tom, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Fergus. Doing fine, thank God.
Good. So, Tom, as I said, I don't think it's no exaggeration to say you absolutely love going to all of the Leinster Schools rugby games, don't you?
I do, Fergus. I do indeed, for many, many years, to see these young lads, you know, uninhibited, really playing their own game. Not okay, they're down to obviously to certain moves and practices and methodologies of playing,
yeah,
but still you see the flair, the youth flair.
I know,
and,
yes.
And that's what I find very exciting.
Indeed. And like down through the years, you know, Leinster Schools have produced so many great, great players that have gone on to play for Leinster and the international side as well.
They have indeed, yeah. Ferguson. In recent times, it seems that St. Michael's must be doing something peculiar because they're really producing not just great school teams, although they haven't won the cup now since this year, winning it this year, hadn't won it since 2012,
yeah.
But they've certainly produced some great players.
Indeed, indeed. I think of at the moment Dan Levy and James Ryan, and they too, Michael's
correct,
played. Yeah.
Correct,
and
the Penny, who was on the under-20s.
Yeah, that's right.
That won the Grand Slam.
Indeed, yeah. Yeah. So there certainly is a rugby-playing school. But let's concentrate, Tom, if I may, on the recent senior and junior Leinster Cup competitions. In the senior competition, like as we know, that the big story, I suppose, was the great achievement of Gonzaga College getting to the final for the first ever time.
Yes, you're correct, Fergus. Mm. They were well coached by David Fassbender.
Mm.
I think Lansdowne, was he Lansdowne?
Yes, he was. He played for Lansdowne, yeah.
But they were a good football team, Fergus. Mm. Maybe just a little bit light.
Mm.
But as regards their football credibility, they were outstanding.
Indeed.
Okay, they came up against a very powerful St. Michael's team in the final. But I wouldn't take anything away from the performance of Gonzaga right through the campaign.
Indeed, because I was mentioning there about St. Michael's, school producing guys that went on for Leinster and Ireland. But Gonzaga, down to the years, Dominic Ryan has won. I think went to Gonzaga. He played for Ireland. Kevin McLaughlin, do you remember him? He played for Ireland. And John,
he had to retire early.
He did. Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. But at the moment, John Cooney, who's on the Irish squad, he's
correct,
a Gonzaga boy. So they produce good players down to the years.
They certainly do. And this year they produced. Maybe they don't have, I don't know, but maybe they don't have a future international, but they had a well-knit team.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's been kind of the difference this year, Fergus, whereas Gonzaga always had one or two good individuals.
Mm.
This time they had 15 players and indeed a panel that knitted together very well.
Indeed. Let's just turn to the eventual winners, of course, senior cup winners, St. Michael's. The quarter final they had against Blackrock College, that was the one that everybody said whoever wins this game will win the cup, and I mean it was a thoroughly deserved victory for St. Michael's, wasn't it?
It was indeed, and you know that Blackrock side were no pushover.
Yeah.
They were a very useful side, as most sides coming out of Blackrock are.
I know,
but fair dues to Michael's. They started the game well. They got into a pretty good lead and then withheld a late surge by Blackrock.
Mm. And then they, having won that quarter-final, they met Belvedere College, Blackrock were the holders, but the previous year they'd won it. And it was
it was a
come from behind for St. Michael's, wasn't it?
It was indeed, Fergus. I'd have to say, I was a little bit surprised at how well Belvedere played in the first 15 to 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And went into a 10-point lead, or a bit more, sorry, 12-point lead. But it just shows you the kind of the mental confidence that Michael's had to maybe withstand that bit of a burst at the beginning and come back and kind of won well in the end, even though it was only 1 point.
I know,
They still kind of, I suppose, using racing parlance, had a little bit in hand.
I know, yes, yes, kept some for the final furlong, as they say. Yes, and Tom, one of the players, I mean, it's unfair, I suppose, to pick out an individual, but there's a young lad plays in the centre for St. Michael's called Chris Cosgrave, and I believe he's one for the future, isn't he? Oh,
he certainly is, Marcus. Yeah. I think I may have mentioned to you and our, you know, discussions over time.
Yeah.
I always rate a player who excels when he hasn't got the ball.
Yes, yes.
And certainly in the final, Cosgrave didn't have that much of the ball, but he excelled in having the opposition to maybe have one or two people always watching him.
Yeah, yeah.
And created opportunities for others.
Indeed. As I often term it, Tom, he has nuisance value for the opposition.
That's true. You know? That is true.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
doesn't he kick the ball well too?
He does. He does. He hardly missed a conversion in the whole competition. I think one of them
hit
the upright, I think, I remember.
That's right. Yes, yeah. You did right.
Yeah. But, you know, was it last year, Tom, St. Michael's had a big lead in a semi-final, was it, against Belvedere, and Belvedere came from nowhere to beat them. Wasn't that right?
Yeah, and they're kind of known at in Leinster schools rugby circles as kind of their biggest problem is themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
And I obviously they had some very good mental coaching, because you know to start against Belvedere College and be so many points down, certainly against Black Rock when Black Rock came at them in the closing stages.
Sure.
They showed a maturity this year that was well beyond their years.
Indeed. So we congratulate St. Michael's on winning the Leinster School Senior Cup for the third time, I think, in their history.
That's right,
I'm sure there are more cups going to that school in the future. On to the juniors, Tom, and my word, what an amazing final it was.
Well, it certainly was a fitting end to the kind of January, February, March campaign of schools Cup Rugby.
Yeah.
It was an extraordinary turnaround.
St. Michael's against Black Rock in the final, Junior Cup final, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And they Rock were a powerful team. I would have put my house on Rock in winning that cup.
Yeah.
They had a magnificent pack,
but
were leading 19-5 with about 12 minutes to go.
Right, right.
And Michael, from nowhere, literally from nowhere, turned round and scored 3 tries and won the game 26-19. Extraordinary.
Yeah, and their final winning score, I think, was on the 80th minute, wasn't it? Or on the 70 minutes, yeah.
It was the last play when the winning try was converted. The referee blew no side.
Yeah, indeed. Anyway, and were there any individual players in the junior side, Tom? Probably the pack.
Funny enough, I was just thinking about the Clontarf Cricket Club, which we're both kind of indebted to for right through our lives.
Yeah.
The 3 of the former cricketers in Clontarf had an involvement in the school's campaign.
Yes, yes.
One, of course, is the veterinary Tom Coughlin.
Yes,
who had a grandson, Captain Clongos.
That's right. Tom is his name.
Probably one of the best games of the tournament when Gonzaga beat Clongos, a super game.
Yeah.
And Tom's grandson was the captain, wing forward, and number eight, and he certainly has a bright future.
Good, good.
And then we had Adam Sinnott.
Yeah.
Had his son playing as a hooker on the Belvedere College team.
Yeah.
And a fine player, was a super junior player, I remember him well, but he certainly blossomed and he again won for the future.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a unique record, Fergus, of a parent was Fergal Woods, who was a former cricketer on top.
Yeah, yeah.
Fergal had 2 sons, David and Stephen, one on the cup-winning Senior Cup and one of the cup-winning Junior Cup.
Oh, that's a great record, all right.
That's certainly.
Indeed.
That will take some beating.
Indeed.
Maybe there are many more people like that, but I don't know too many.
Indeed. Fergus. And Tom, I think, am I right in saying that both of Fergal Woods' sons have more years? Well, the junior lad has, of course,
junior,
but the senior lad would.
The the senior lad,
is he in fifth year?
Senior lad is Stephen, and Stephen has another year.
Oh, there you are.
He's in the same year, fifth year. I believe there's nine of the St. Michael's Cup winning team, not just panel now, but the team that started.
Yeah.
Are available for next year.
Oh, sure. Get your money now, Tom.
What odds is Paddy Power?
Down you go now, Tom. Speaking about that, well, listen, Tom, thanks for your chat.
Just one final comment, Fergus. You've asked me to name one player.
Yes, sure,
and
yeah.
It's the scrum half for St. Michael's on the Junior Cup team.
All right.
A young lad called Fintan Gunn.
Oh, right, I'll make a note of that.
He's a left-footed kicker, a superb passer of the ball. And he was the one that when Michael's got to 17-19 with 2 minutes to go, had to convert from more or less halfway to the touchline and slotted it.
Oh,
that's a pressure kick for a 14-year-old.
Yeah, exactly.
And so that guy, to me, is the one to mark for maybe 5 years' time.
Okay, Fintan Gunn.
Fintan Gunn.
I do remember, I'm reminded, Tom, I do remember some years ago you having seen all of the that year's Leinster Schools senior matches. You said to me, keep an eye on a young lad called Rob Kearney. Do you remember that, Tom?
I do indeed.
You were quite
another left footed kicker.
Yes, indeed. Yes. Indeed. Tom, roll on 2020, I suppose, as far as the Schools Cup. Yeah, please God. And Tom, you mentioned there about what odds would Paddy Power give for St. Michael's next year. How did you get on at Cheltenham, Tom? Did you
I'm always Paddy Power's friend.
You're not barred from Paddy Power's then.
Come in.
Oh dear.
I had a couple of winners, Fergus.
Good.
But it was a great chat.
It was, wasn't it? I was chatting about it earlier in the show, and it was a great, great 4 days, wasn't it?
Oh, terrific, Fergus. Yeah. And I was so thrilled for Willie Mullins.
Indeed,
you know, for the pilot. Who was up? His name escaped me just for a second. You know the late show.
Paul Townsend.
Paul Townsend, of course.
Yeah,
he kind of buried Punchestown of last year.
Yeah, that's right. So, and he went through the rails, didn't he, at the final?
Went through the rails.
Yeah,
right,
indeed. Yeah. Oh, shades.
A great Cheltenham.
Shades of Studio One, Tom, many, many years ago on Stiles Road.
Going back years, true. Yes.
But anyway, Tom, it's going to be a good sporting weekend. No doubt you'll be watching the Republic of Ireland against Gibraltar and matches.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I hope that Dublin Hurlers.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Know, put up a good game, and you just never know.
You never know. It's a great achievement.
They seem to be coming along well.
Indeed. And Tom, the cricket season isn't too far away, so let's look.
You could play today nearly, couldn't you?
You could indeed. Could. Yeah. Lots to look forward to, isn't there?
There certainly is, Fergus. And, you know, we've got the Irish cricket team playing their first test match in Lourdes.
That's right, yeah.
On the 24th of July.
Yeah.
They're hosting England in Malahide.
Correct.
On the 3rd of May.
3rd of May, correct, yeah.
Yeah, and then we've got the new triangular tournament taking place in August and September between ourselves and Holland and Scotland.
Yeah,
so cricket is certainly been well catered for.
Indeed.
And we've got people coming here from Zimbabwe and Bangladesh and the West Indies.
That's right.
So certainly the fans will get a fair amount of good international cricket.
All we need is a bit of weather, Tom. Isn't that what they say?
A bit of weather, yes,
please
indeed.
God.
Yes, indeed.
Well, Tom, I appreciate. Yeah, sorry. Go on.
For September for the Rugby World Cup.
Indeed, that's something to look forward to. You're not going to Japan, Tom, are you?
I'm not going to Japan.
Nor I.
Okay. Virgin Media.
Ah, indeed, we rely on that. Tom, thanks for your time. I appreciate it very much, and I'm glad you enjoyed the school's rugby as per usual.
Yeah, and thank you for giving that bit of time, because the kids love it, you know. I shouldn't call them kids, most of them are adults.
Yes, indeed.
It's a great campaign.
Great atmosphere. The students of the respective clubs that are schools that are playing, they make their presence felt all right, don't they?
They certainly do.
Okay, Tom, thanks for talking to us. And,
thanks, Fergus. Nice to talk to you.
And good, enjoy this sporting weekend. Thanks a lot.
Sure.
Take care.
Keep the faith.
You too. Come out on credit of Tom. Bye bye.
God bless.
Bye bye. Tom Pryor, who I genuinely loves going to all of the Leinster schools, senior and junior cup matches, and those campaigns just recently concluded. He really enjoyed them all.